Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it. Get on with it. Most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
We overanalyze because we're unsure. Time costs lives.
Growth only comes through pain. No pain, no gain. It's the same in life. Tough love gets the job done.
Now, why do you pursue things that scare you? Why seek the role that's hard?
Because it costs me something. Because it costs. It comes with a price. It's not really a risk unless you lose the fight.
But when you do, you get stronger. You get more aware. You get more respectful of yourself and that which you fear.
It's all in the mind. Excuses sound best to the people that's making them up. You got every excuse in the world because you have convinced yourself that everything is wrong, everything is negative, and nothing will change. And guess what? It won't change. Change your mind and it will change your life.
It's bloody hard to be a high-performance person.
Being a high-performance person is a full-time job. I'm like this 24/7, 365, and I've been like this for the better part of 50 years. I'm always like this. I'm always pushing the edge of the envelope.
Within every uncertainty, there is hidden possibility. So I don't dread any challenge that lies ahead because I remember all the victories behind. And my confidence is not in my circumstance. The Spirit of God is my supply. I'm steady under pressure, and I'm ready for whatever, because whatever comes my way today, the outcome is I overcome.
Most people procrastinate because they're unsure, so just do it.
Efficiency, accountability. If you want a million, you'll make a million.
Service and the significance that you bring to your service is that which is lasting. Here's the key. Learn from every mistake. The real truth is that service and significance equals success.
If you want to find heaven, you must go through hell. If you want to find growth, you must first go through resistance, go through pain. You have to go through hell to get the results. Go through hell to get to your heaven. I cannot grow without pain. I will not grow without pain. Pain is my friend. Pain is my gift from the gods of growth. Pain is my employee. I order him to give me more. He isn't working hard enough. He must give me more in order for me to grow.
See, sometimes we think the pain is what controls us. It's actually our subconscious mind that if we ever tapped into that, that's what dictates most of our lives. Because see, pain is tricky. Because if you don't control pain, it'll control you. Think about what we do the moment we feel that, right? It's back to the two sides of faith, the two sides of pain. See, at that point, I feel like a victim. When you fall down, what makes your mentality change? If there's a great situation or there's a bad situation, how do you dictate that based off the level of pain? Because I think that's what we're getting in trouble at. So when I started cycling, when I started going to see these doctors, I realized that I turned my greatest pain into my greatest achievement. Well, sometimes your greatest pain, it ain't even about you. It's about a greater purpose.
I believe it. Once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. Then you get balanced once you become great. And then you help other people become better from you being the best in the world. I'm trying to be the best I can to give you the best that I am. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy. Become obsessed with being great. It changes everything.
That as you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go.
How you gonna show power if you're not up under attack? How you gonna show resistance if something's not trying to pull you over? Resist, resist. Stop being neutral and stop being indifferent. Resist. Take a stand and resist.
The last time I took an English class, my English teacher told me I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life. And the same year I took a speech class, and my speech teacher, he said, quote unquote, Ms. Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. It was demotivated people, sad people, hurt people hurt. Sad people make other people sad. Bottom line, don't take it personal, hurt people hurt. I had to literally be willing to not only relocate my mind, but relocate my body so I can relocate my finances. Relocate my possibility, relocate my son's future. I was very clear the future my son was going to have if I didn't do something. And I was not subscribing to that, not on my watch. So I was willing to be radical. See, most people want the convenience of transformation without the inconvenience. So if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up to be inconvenienced. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. Well, when you realize that the box doesn't even exist, so when you start thinking like that, all of a sudden, everything is possible. So I disrupt people when I say, you want to make me extraordinary, because it lets you off the hook. What if you do? What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and not give you one. Not going to give me an opportunity and not give you one. I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us. I'm just willing to go after them. Are you willing? And then that is so disruptive because then you got to make a decision. Because it's easier to live inside the parameters of, well, as a black woman, well, as born and raised in South Central, well, I'm dyslexic. I wrote 7 books. I'm dyslexic. I'm not perfect. What I do really well is I manage my imperfection well. And so we're all waiting for perfect. It's an illusion that will never come to you, and it's an excuse to never show up and play. Your story is not meant to be your fortress. Your story is meant to be your fuel.
This is quite a young audience, and I think the reality is the thing that I spend most of my time on is trying to get people to understand that patience is a very important variable of success, and more importantly, that I believe the far majority of people in this room do not have a great relationship with time. I am fascinated by people in this room who are stressed at the ages of 18 and 22 and 25 and 29, like they're running out of time. How many people by show of hands are under 30 years old? So for me, as you can imagine, when I see all those hands go up, you can put your hand down. Yeah, you're good, okay, good. When I see all those hands go up, and I know in my mind, with the way that modern medicine and technology is going, that the far majority of this room is gonna live for another 80 years, it really gets me excited / concerned when people want their business to be huge next year. The quicker you want it, the more vulnerable you are. The quicker you want it, the more vulnerable you are. And what has been very fascinating for me is even though on YouTube and Instagram and maybe some of the places you guys see me, maybe my energy is high, maybe my style of communication is fast, but my business actions are extremely slow.